Chapter 7. Email Communication. Keeping People in the Loop. 7.2. Introduction. Task 7. Listen to the 5 language experts talking about lexical and grammar mistakes learners of English make in business email writing. First, match the person with his or her remark, and then make sure that you do not make these mistakes in your emails.
Anthony.
The passive voice is used in formal writing. It helps to shift the focus from the person performing an activity to the activity itself. However, when you write an email, be it a business or a personal one, use active verbs, as this makes it easier for your reader to understand the message. Instead of writing, "The meeting minutes have been circulated to all team leaders," use a more direct and active variation, such as, "We have circulated the meeting minutes to all team leaders."
Robert.
Some people would like to show how smart they are and write to impress the reader without realizing that super formal words, as well as convoluted and embellished style, is extremely discouraging. That's why we should avoid jargon, old-fashioned phrases, or random synonyms of a given word from a dictionary. Recently, I've seen the word cognizant instead of aware many times, or instead of the word many, people tend to use innumerable, numberless, multifold, etc. Emily.
There's one grammar mistake that office workers make quite frequently. So remember that after time, expressions such as when, as soon as, after, before, etc., we cannot use will referring to the future, even if such a restriction doesn't exist in your native language. For example, consider the sentences. Could you please email me back when you receive the report? Or, I will send you the quotation as soon as I have received all specifications. See? There's no will after when or as soon as. The present simple and present perfect forms are used respectively instead.
Susan.
I understand that learners of English encounter problems while learning articles. The, or no article when it's unnecessary. You cannot simply write, "I received email," since this single countable noun, I mean email, has to be somehow defined. So if you mean a specific email your reader knows about, you should write, "I received the email." Or perhaps if you refer to an unspecified message, use the structure, "I received an email."
Valerie.
In my experience, when business people write emails, they overuse the past simple tense, forgetting that the present perfect one exists and makes sense in English. So, express actions that have happened recently or have their result in the present perfect forms. Basically, the meaning is different if you write, "The CEO made an official statement about the dress code at the last staff meeting," or, "The CEO has made an official statement about the dress code. And now the result is that we know what to wear at work."